Amen. You may be seated. Ephesians chapter 2. Pay close attention because we had to get beyond our Sunday school reach and begin to grow and develop in the realm of the Spirit like never before. All right, you Christian, you can do that. Everything I'm teaching now is based on Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Getting the church to be in the realm of maturity that each person will know how to defend themselves spiritually. Not just a church member, not just a church goer, but when you need to function in the Word, you'll know how to function in the Word, you know how to function in the Spirit. Basically, we're going to talk about functioning in the blood tonight. How to function in the blood. Immaturity will cause you not to understand how powerful the pleading of the blood is, the blood of Jesus. So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, is a very powerful message, because what happened, the church tried to do a five-office job with three offices. And they left the two-man one out. And including myself, I believe along the line, by following the prophet real close, I had some prophetic moments in my life, but yet I want to bring Word of Life Christian Center to fulfill this threefold vision. See it up there?
Yes.
Over there?
Mm-hmm.
It's a threefold vision, but you got to have it fulfilled in your life. So here he says, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. You see that?
Yes.
Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So the apostle and the prophet held a large place in training the body of Christ to function in the spirit world properly. And by them being left out, a lot of government was left out in the spirit realm. A lot of government, a lot of understanding how powerful you really are had been left out, because you sat under us as pastors and was nourished, but was not built to your full degree. Another verse you want to look at is, let's go down to 21 and 22. In whom all the building fitly framed together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also build together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. But if you're not matured enough, you won't be able to function as powerful that God wants you to function. You understand that?
Yes,
sir. All right, now there's another verse here in Ephesians 3, and we'll look at verse 5. The apostle was trying to tell the church at Ephesus something. Ephesus had become a strong church because the apostle trained that church. He says, in Ephesians 3 and 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. Now watch what he says now. You see it?
Yes, sir.
As it is now revealed, that word holds a lot of grips in being a believer, the word reveal. See, the Bible is a revealing book.
Yes, sir.
And God is so gracious and so vast, he got to be revealed.
Yes, sir.
You can't scientifically know God.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
God is not academic.
Yes,
see, you got to think the spirit realm. So when you learn that, you'll be able to shift your life into the spirit realm, and it don't matter what come up in this world, you know it can't hold you down.
Yes, sir.
So the word, I want you to pay close attention to the word, because the Holy Ghost is emphasizing to me now that the believer's life is a constantly being revealed life.
Yes, sir.
Okay? So when you're going on a journey, on a trip in your car, sometime you run up on a bad road.
Yes, sir.
You just got to handle that bad spot and keep driving.
Yes.
And you'll finally get where you're going.
Amen.
See, God, when you're dealing with something, God will reveal to you how to handle it.
Yes, sir.
So what I want you to hold on tonight, and the Holy Spirit is prompting me, is You're going to have to live a revealed life.
Yes, sir.
If you don't live a revealed life, you'll never live a reverence life. You'll never reverence God because you don't have enough inspiration to know how great he is.
Yes, sir.
All right. So he says here, reveal unto who?
The apostles.
No, the whole church.
The whole
by who? By the Spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
Now why would he tell us in the other voice that built up on the apostle and the prophet? The apostle and prophet did not save you, but they were set by God with special anointing to teach you beyond an average Christian.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know a lot of stuff y'all can handle. I know a lot of people. I deal with my members. My members call me and say, I'm dealing with this. And sometimes life and death situation.
Yes,
I tell them what to do. They go on, and they come on back home.
Yes, sir.
No, ain't no cry, baby. I don't have no cry, baby. They call, and sometimes I prophesy to them over the phone.
Yes, sir.
And tell them what thus said the Lord said to me when I was praying for them.
Yes.
But sometimes I go, and sometimes I don't go.
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Now, based on those two scriptures, now you look at Ephesians 4:11 now. If we leave out part of God's plan, we will never get to the position where God wants us to be. Say he built on the apostle and the prophet, right?
Yes, sir.
He built and then he revealed.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to talk about those two things. He talked about the apostle and the prophet. He said he built it upon them and then he come along and said he revealed things to them, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, how can I say this? This is just a divine order.
Yes. Yeah.
It don't mean that an apostle or prophet is more than you, but just like you come into a job, the foreman on the job is the one you got to talk to.
Yes, sir.
The principal at the school, the business owner, the people who own the business, you ain't gonna come just do what you want to, you got to talk to them. So the apostle and prophet is something God have set to bring us in a deeper dimension of the spirit than just going to church.
Yes, sir.
You have to know, have to have revelation of how to defend yourself.
Yes, sir.
In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Tonight we're going to talk about in the blood. We're going to deal with the blood tonight. I want to take you in the blood. I want to take you, write this down. I tried to say it six or seven ways. Apostolic and prophetic blood pleading power. Now, there's another scripture I had to show you. The latter part of Hebrews 5 tell us that you can't give strong meat to people who are still sucking the bottle. And he talks about the elementary things of the Spirit. And man, he got into some pretty deep thing. I thought that was the deep thing, but he talked about the elementary thing in the spirit. Then he got to the sixth chapter of Hebrews. But then the fourth chapter of Galatians tells us something too. Look in the fourth chapter of Galatians and we'll read and then I'll take you further in it. Apostolic and prophetic blood pleading power. So therefore, if a believer have not been taught by all of the fivefold ministry gift back then, Ephesians 4:11 through 16, they will know not how to go into their full privileges or the full right or the full power or the full understanding or the full wisdom. They will not know how to go. They're always looking for somebody else to do it for them when they are children of God themselves.
Yes, sir.
I hear the word personal contact. Write that down. Personal contact. Knowing how to make personal contact with God for yourself,
yes, sir.
And know nobody can contact him for you better than yourself.
Yes, sir.
It's another word now, intimacy.
Yes,
see, intimacy in the spirit, not just a religious routine, regular, but expectation of the supernatural at all times.
Yes,
intimacy. What's that other word I use? I use intimacy?
Personal contact.
Huh? Personal contact. Isn't that powerful?
Yes.
Personal contact. Intimacy with God. Well, you had to have a certain amount of maturing in the spirit for that.
Yes, sir.
Maturing in the spirit is very important. You remember he said in Romans 12:3, give every man D measure of faith?
Yes, sir.
But that measure can increase as you mature.
Yes, sir.
So you have a measure of the Spirit, but it increases as you mature.
Yes, sir.
Follow me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it's not sensical. It's not the mental realm. It's not memorizing scriptures. It's not taking scriptures to get God to do what you want him to do. Scriptures reveal to you what God wants you to do.
Yes.
And because of that, he can bless you.
Yes.
And you don't even have to ask for it.
Yes.
You see the difference?
Yes, sir.
Now, here in Galatians 4, these first seven verses reveal to us that you can be a son and don't know it to the extent of all of the things that come along with it to live in this life. It's not just going to heaven. See the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Watch this now. The kingdom, power, and the glory lives in you right now. You almost can say, thou are the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Yes,
because that's what where's kingdom? The kingdom don't need. The power is in you. The glory is in you. So those three forces live on the inside of you. But if you're immature, you're looking for somebody else to lay a hand on you. Somebody to pray for you 24 hours. And nothing wrong with laying on hand. I believe sometimes the Lord prompted me to lay a hand. But by the same token, I want you to be able to lay a hand.
Yes, sir.
Because you're anointed. So you have here these first seven verses in Galatians 4 talked about sonship. And it says that if you don't recognize sonship, you will be a servant the rest of your days. Now, a servant cannot contact the Lord like a son.
Amen.
And if you don't mature, if you don't let yourself mature in the things of the Spirit, you're going to be acting like a servant. But you know, a son now, you know, I've got people, different people come by the house to fix my air conditioner, different things. But they knocking all that, but Leroy don't even knock. They got the combination. They disarm the alarm. And when you look up there, they're in your face. How you doing that? All of my daughter in law too, they got the combination.
Yes, sir.
See, because they got sonship is different.
Yes.
So all that knocking you're doing, you don't have to do it.
Right.
Let's talk about, for a minute, my divine rights. You have divine rights to contact God. Wherever God is, wherever God is present, he say, you're on the present, right? You got a right to be in his presence. You're his son. But if you don't know, you're going to remain as a servant, just going to church, you know, and going through different motions and waiting to get to heaven. But no, let heaven come to you.
Yes.
Heaven is here now, right?
Yes.
All right, so now, just read those seven verses. I got to go on with this. Apostolic and prophetic believers are blood covenant believers. Apostolic, prophetic, blood covenant believers. Knowing how to live in your blood covenant rights. These are the things I'm going to train you and teach you on tonight. Now, when I wrote this, I typed this out. When we're in a blood understanding emergency in the body of Christ. Let me say it again. We're in a blood understanding emergency in the body of Christ. What that mean? That means we need to understand, because these cultures are developing. These people are coming into church. They're making new Bibles. They got their own interpretation. And they make it like it's a revelation. And if you don't know the difference, they'll talk you out of where you're spot where you're supposed to be.
Yes,
and they're coming. More of them coming. I'm telling you, coming. I'm coming. I want this church to be ready. I want y'all to be strong. I want y'all to be walking in faith, walking in the blood, walking in wisdom, walking in understanding for yourself, knowing how to deal with it. Because they're gonna advertise, and we'll let a small group take the majority over. You know, watch yourself. Don't talk about them.
Good.
Don't advertise for them.
That's good.
Speak about a woman who is a woman.
Yes.
We got a lot of women.
Yes.
We got a lot of men.
Yes.
Still men.
Yes.
So why are we going to emphasize on the rainbow?
Come on, Todd.
Don't advertise for them. Don't advertise for them. It's not of God, and God going to deal with it.
Yes, sir.
Make note of this. I know it was and is the blood of Jesus that paid for all my freedom to live in my sonship position. I know it was and is the blood of Jesus that paid for all my freedom, all of my freedom, to live in my sonship position. And I don't know nothing to get you in a sonship position faster than faith in the blood. Blood benefits, plural. Blood benefits, plural, are flowing right now. Blood, they say blood benefits.
Blood benefits.
Are flowing. Right now.
Right now.
So what I'm having to do is get you as an apostolic prophetic believer. Now, I got to use that term. I'm using that term that we can come out of the known into the fullness of the fivefold ministry gift, the apostle, the prophet, teacher, pastor, and evangelist. Because all five of them got to be together. But if you left off the man too, you know, then you'll survive, but nobody won't survive.
No,
no,
sir.
No. See, these two words don't go together. Why? Supernatural survive. Now you know what supernatural means, right?
Yes.
Demonstrating of the spirit and the power, right?
Yes.
Supernatural don't know nothing about no surviving.
No.
Supernatural takes over without permission.
Yes, sir.
Because the power's there.
Yes.
Satan knows you are supernatural.
Yes.
And he knows that, see, witchcraft and all that stuff, he knows that you have supernatural power over all his supernatural power.
Yes.
So he got supernatural evil power.
Yes, sir.
So how are you going to be standard as a Christian? You're a standard Christian. And yeah, the devil operating in the supernatural. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Apostolic means government.
Amen.
Yes. It means control.
Yes.
We are sent down here by God to control the whole system.
Yes,
the community you live in, you ought to be controlling it with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Why the storm didn't come last week when they talking about the storm?
Yes.
Somebody in control.
Yes, sir.
Somebody know to put the blood around Louisiana. Somebody know to send a band of angels
yes.
stand around the line. When that wind come and that stuff comes, shut it down.
Yes, sir.
And I want y'all to be repeating the curse. Curse the curse.
Yes,
you got power.
Yes,
Andrew Murray said, I heard a guy say that the sprinkling of the blood is the highest act of worship. My goodness. Pleading the blood through covenant revelation. Pleading the blood. Look, notice now. Through covenant revelation. Pleading the blood through covenant revelation.
Yeah.
See? Blood covenant.
Yes, sir.
I have a blood covenant.
Yes, sir.
With Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
With Almighty God. With his stripe I'm healed.
Yes, sir.
Now, your body may be saying some other thing, but you keep talking to it because you have more authority than your body has. See, I have a blood covenant. All right? Pleading the blood through covenant revelation will always produce supernatural results. Pleading the blood through covenant relationship or revelation will always produce supernatural result.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And then I'll start giving you scriptures and points that your Lord gave me. But he said me to tell you this. It's time to walk in the power of the blood fully. He's talking to you.
Yes, sir.
It's time to walk in the power of the blood fully.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
That means everything that the blood paid for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I have the right.
Yes, sir.
To walk in the power of it and the manifestation of it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Don't care what nobody else say or what it look like. See, that's why spiritual things has to stay connected to faith.
Yes, sir.
Because you let Satan, if you let him connect it to your feeling.
Yes, sir.
Then he gonna connect it to facts. Bad report. Then he's going to connect it to fear.
Yes, sir.
But if you keep it connected to faith, I trust God. I'm believing God.
Yes,
me.
Yes, sir.
I'm staying with God. Because I don't, see, now you don't have to look at how that look anymore. Because Satan never gets you to, yeah, he won't get you in fear, but you got to stay in faith.
Yes, sir.
See? Amen. See? So as we talk now, I want the Holy Spirit to help me tonight, you and those online, to produce in you. Hear this term, blood faith. Faith in the blood. Faith in what has already been paid for. Bible said, hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Revelation chapter 10. Now, why? I love this verse. I love this. I remember reading it over and over as a Baptist boy. I said, "Oh, hallelujah! This is one of my favorite verses." I may not have understood all they were talking about, but I sure loved it. I understand a little better now. In Revelation, ten and 11. And I'm going to make a statement that I want you to have so you can meditate on. The blood of Jesus keeps heaven's doors open at all times. The blood of Jesus keeps heaven's doors open at all times. And when you read the verses, you're going to see how dynamic it is, how powerful it is. That you understand that you got blood power.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Your faith can operate in the power of Jesus' blood.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My faith can operate
glory
in the power,
yes,
of Jesus' blood.
Yes, sir.
My faith
yes,
can operate
glory
in the power of Jesus' blood. Meaning everything, every blessing, every deliverance, every victory I need is already paid for.
Yes,
you know, Christ has redeemed me.
Yes, sir.
Christ has redeemed me,
yes, sir,
from the curse of the law.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That the blessing.
Yes, sir.
And he said it might come on you through because you got to use your faith, all right?
Yes, sir.
Now notice this in Revelation 12:10. From the basis of the statement, the blood of Jesus keeps heaven doors open at all times. No matter if you're attacked, heaven doors still open.
Yes,
now, Satan won't make you think he's closed, but he lied.
Yes,
you go back in your faith, you're going to see God with me.
Yes, sir.
What the Bible say in Romans 8:31? If God is for me, ooh. I hear the word, and this is going to help you. We're going to read this script, but I hear the words as I'm teaching the Lord say things to me. Tonight, the Lord wants you to understand your blood credentials. Yeah, you know, you try to get into certain places, they want to know what your ID is. You got to show them your license and stuff, you know. But you got to let Satan know you got blood credentials.
Yes, sir.
I got a right to all God says is mine.
Yes, sir.
And you ain't blocking me and you not stopping me.
No.
All right. Now notice this, in verse 10, and I heard a loud voice, not it wasn't whispering, wasn't it? Saying in heaven, what are you saying in that?
In heaven.
Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God for man and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down. which accused them before our God day and night. Now look at verse 11. Let's read it together. Go ahead. How they overcame him?
By the blood.
By the blood.
Yes, sir.
So you can just realize, Satan, I overcome you by the blood.
Yes, sir.
Well, whatever you're trying to do, so Satan, I overcome that by the blood.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to do it by faith, you see?
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
See, we can't let feeling be our scale. Because we'll get whooped every time. Everybody have some funny feeling sometime.
Yes,
I better not use the word funny. Extract that. Everybody have some feeling sometime. Well, I can't use that word either. So you got the blood of Jesus. Keep heaven doors open at all times. Turn to Exodus 12. Verse 7. Always apply the blood over your life, family, and your church.
Amen.
Always apply. I do it every day. Over my family, over you all, I apply that blood. Always apply the blood over your life, your family, and your church. Exodus 12:7 says, and they shall take up the blood and strike it on the two sides posts, and on the upper door, posts of the house, wherein they shall eat it. All right, now watch. Watch what the 12, go to 12 verse now, the 12, Exodus 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, all the gods too, I will execute judgment. I am, go to the next verse. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood. Now I want every one of y'all tonight when you go home, I want you to put the blood where you reside. Just say, in the name of Jesus, I put the blood on this place. This house is surrounded by blood.
Yes,
and the enemy can't even stop.
No. Glory to God.
He said, you see, but he said, in the blood, unless you were talking about the house where you're in, when I see the blood,
yes,
I will pass over you.
Yes.
And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the rest of them.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
See? I walk through my house, see the blood on this house.
Yes.
I walk in my yard sometime.
Glory to God.
See, I'm wild enough to take my hand. See, I'm spraying the blood over my house.
Yes.
See, somebody, you do what you want to do.
Yes.
It's working. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I want everyone now, get this now, get this, to always apply the blood over your life. Over your family, over your children, your grandchildren. I don't care if they go and do something wrong. Keep that blood on them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't give up on them. But you know what these children got to go through now? Huh? Now, see, when I was a boy, if you even act funny, we'll whip your tail. Just jump on you. Just be a man. Bam! Hit him. But see, now it's different. Now you hold your hand.
You know?
Now, I'm old, Lord. Some large ministries going down. Not just one, not just two. But I think this is a year of exposure.
Amen.
Boy, it's so good when everything is being drug out the closet and you ain't got nothing in the closet.
Right.
So it's good to live right, you know what I'm saying? You get nervous, man. Oh, man. I ain't saying much, man. The closet coming out. Nothing in the closet.
That's
right. And I know your closet clean.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You better be clean because I'm doing the best I can to protect you.
Yes.
Look at Hebrews 9:12. Basically, we read that, and enjoying blood freedom. Enjoying blood freedom. Oh, Baptist, I know it was the blood.
Come on.
Y'all remember that? I know it was the blood.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. They're trying to sing all that hip stuff now, but they better get back to singing about that blood. I know it was the blood. Neither by the blood of golden calf, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So enjoying blood freedom. Say enjoying.
Enjoying.
Blood freedom.
Blood freedom.
You notice I haven't talked about your sin yet.
Amen.
Or your shortcoming.
Amen.
Or your weaknesses.
Yes, sir.
I believe in holiness and sanctification and righteousness. I believe, but if you hear the word right, if you got some things you need to check out in your life, you're going to check them out.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is going to come and deal with you.
Yes, sir.
I know that.
Yes,
if you love God. He said to me to tell you the blood prevails in heaven and in this realm. Now, I don't know if you ever thought about this, but the threefold shedding of the blood. When Jesus was on his way to the cross, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, his sweat turned into blood to pay for our emotions. He was going through emotion at that time, as a man.
Yes.
But his sweat turned into blood. Then when he was on the cross, the stripes, they whipped him, you know.
Yes,
that paid for our healing.
Yes,
and help.
Yes, sir.
And then they jug him in the side, and the blood came flowing out.
Yes.
That was for our salvation.
Yes, sir.
Got born again.
Yes, sir.
The blood covers us in every area.
Yes, sir.
I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
Thank God.
So there's not a scenario or situation in here that can't be handled,
yes, sir,
by the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
but you're going to have faith now.
Yes,
see, because I'm not teaching about feeling. You're going to have faith.
Yes,
you got to be able to go back over this and call it.
Yes, sir.
Call it like God taught it to you.
Yes, sir.
As an apostolic and a prophetic believer, you know you got blood rights. And you can confess the blood. You just say, I plead the blood.
Yes,
I decree the blood over this. I tell you what, now Satan knows, if you start talking about the blood like that, he knows you've been wrong something.
Yes, sir.
He don't get that back. He don't get that too much. I plead the blood over this.
Yes, sir.
You want to keep him nervous? Stay under the blood.
Yes, sir.
Demons know the blood. So yeah, you got a threefold shedding of the blood in the garden, cover our emotion, sweat blood, stripes on his body, healing, the redeeming. You want scripture for that, huh? Luke 22:44, where the emotion, where you just sweat of blood. And then Isaiah 53:5, stripes on his body, wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastisement of our peace on him, with his stripe we'll heal. That's blood. And then the redeeming power of the blood is John 19:34, total redemption. John 19:34. Put that up there, John 19:34. Let me look at it. John 19:34. One of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. He paid for it, boy. Man, I felt that. He prayed for it. Thank you, Lord. And says, thank you. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The redeeming power of the blood. How many of y'all remember when you got saved? How many of y'all knew you needed to be saved? Lord, Lord. I just come out the street. I've been out all night. My brother come back to me if I go to church. I said, man, going to church. I'm washing my car. I'm about to go back out in the street. And I said, all right, I'm coming. I'll put a suit on. And I knew I put a suit on, went and got born again. Yeah, I know it's the blood.
Yes.
Yeah, I know God can save you.
Oh, yes.
And I know God can save a crook.
Yes.
You don't know, but you ain't been long enough, son. But the man sitting next to you know, though. The man sitting right next to you. I don't care what your daddy said next to you. He know too. We've been through a few things, but thank God we got saved. Pleading the blood is the most powerful covenant action of the believer. The most powerful covenant action of the believer is pleading the blood. The blood has two words written in it called it, well, three words, it is finished. Yeah, so when you plead the blood, you're telling whatever trying to attack you, I know I'm already above this. It's finished. Now pay for me to be redeemed. So, oh my goodness. Pleading the blood is the most, go ahead and turn to the scripture, Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Y'all know it, but let's go over it. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. I'm going to close in a few minutes. It's cold out there, isn't it? We ain't used to this. I called to David. What David said was nine. I said, man, what y'all do with nine? He said, nine. He said, well, we're in the house right now. I said, nine. Galatians 3, 13, 14. Now, you've heard this scripture before, but now we're talking about blood power now. Christ has redeemed. The word redeemed speaks about blood. Us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, was written, curse to everyone that hangeth on a tree. And look what the next verse said. That the blessing. So the blood got something to do with our blessing, right?
Yes,
that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise. See, of the Spirit through faith. Might. Now, another powerful word I want to, I'll be saying it over and over again, and I want y'all to know what I'm doing, what the Lord is telling me, remnant. Remnant. He's not talking about religion. He's really not talking about the majority. Many have been called, but few are chosen to walk in this, for lack of a better word, status of anointing.
Yes, sir.
It's a status of anointing. When you learn things like this, when you study like this, and when you desire and hunger for God like this, you walk in another status of anointing. See, but tonight I just believe God is imparting a blood anointing in here. That the Holy Spirit can go ahead on and impart and make impact on our spirits when we're reading the scripture. When we're praying, see, all of it not coming out tonight. But when you're reading and praying and trying to get somewhere, the Holy Spirit is going to recall.
Yes.
And in studying over the years, I could be making notes for a sermon, and the scripture just come right out and stand in front of me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still shocking to me. I mean, then I go, and I give me another thought, and two scriptures come out. And I mean, I go to the Bible, it's the exact scripture I'm looking for. But I hit it in me, see. So I know y'all got a lot of scripture in you. And he can recall those scripture when you need them because they're weapons.
Yes.
Now, this is not a prophecy. This is just a knowing. There are more diseases coming out. Because the enemy is trying to use it to make the church frightened. I think God was real good to us.
Oh, yes,
He
was. That don't happen automatically, I'm going to tell you right now. Thank God for His goodness, right? Building blood covered faith on daily basis. Building blood covered faith on daily basis. 1 Corinthians 16, 19 and 20. Building blood-covered faith on daily basis. In other words, my faith is covered with the blood.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Glory to God.
My faith is not out there by itself.
No.
Yes, sir.
My faith been paid for.
Yes, sir.
By the blood of Jesus.
Glory to God.
We read the scripture that overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, right? Yeah, did I read that whole scripture? Did I leave it in Revelation 12? I read it.
Yes,
I want to make sure. When you listen to it, it's there. All right. All right. Now we're at building blood covered faith on daily basis. 1 Corinthians 16:19-20. 1 Corinthians. I get to typing sometime. I might type wrong. I'm not a typer. I'm really pecking. But I'm a good pecker. I haven't done it so many years. Why the church of Asia? Go to 20 verse. Let me see the 20 verse. Maybe. And the brother can greet you with another. That's not what I'm looking for. 1 Corinthians 16:19-20. That's 1 Corinthians 16. And the brother can greet you with another with a holy kiss. That's not the one I'm looking for. Let's see, building blood covered faith on daily basis. 1 Corinthians. Look at the sixth verse, 6th chapter, 19th verse. I don't know. Six chapter. Do you know? 6th chapter, 19th. That's it? What? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not of your own? Yeah, go to that 20th verse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're bought with a price.
Yes, sir.
That's that blood. Therefore, glorify God in your body, look, and in your spirit, which is God. You know, you almost could say, I'm paid for. My blessing, my long, satisfied life, is paid for. The only way I don't get it is I let it slip, but it's already paid for. See, I was listening at the 90th Psalm. The 90th Psalm talking about 3 scores and 10. And I went on to the 91st Psalm. Now the first time I say I'll satisfy you with a long night. Ain't put no numbers on it. I heard him got that song. I'm getting the other song. I done made the other song already. I can get out of here. Hallelujah. I need a longer song. Hallelujah. Me and Ray both. We graduated out of that song. The present moment in the presence of God, pleading the blood, power, unstoppable. A feast is coming. A pouring out of my spirit. The blood powers will flow in my glory. The kingdom power and glory will shake the earth's rim and move those who are trying to contaminate my word and my church. My remnant will rise in resurrection power and will be used mightily to preach the gospel and train my children. Spiritual hogs will eat slop, but my people will walk on the top. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they're dragging all that stuff in the church. The Lord said, I'm going to deal with them, but my children, I'm going to anoint my children. Yeah. And you see, let me close with this. They tried to find fault with the prosperity gospel. Call it prosperity gospel.
Yes, sir.
The gospel is prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, they want the church. I don't know how many people we send money to every month. I know a good many people. See, helping different people, the Jews, God bless the Jews. We got a mercy ship we send to. What else? We got some other thing we send to. There's a good many things. And they want the church broke. See, but this church helping a lot of people.
Yes,
you know, my son, he go to different places. Where all them places Dan go? Brazil?
Yeah, Brazil.
He take a group. I'm going to find out if some of y'all want to go. He would take a group. And the Lord told me, said, call him and tell him the next trip, Word of Life going to pay for it. I think he sent 16 people off. I forgot how many $1,000 was, but we paid for it. They went and preached the gospel.
They're
going to get a lot of people saved. But they're going to try to tell the church they want the church to be broke.
Right.
We're not going to allow that.
No.
And you're not going to be broke.
No.
Because you can't hang around me and stay broke.
No.
Follow me? Just follow suit. Well, I just tell you, I never told them about it. When these people get up with them. Soul. You know, I don't beg for no money ever. Soul, get into this anointing that your finances can flow.
Yes, sir.
And grow.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to do it for you, not for this ministry. They got people online sending money from all over the world, send thousands of dollars. They send it all the time because they're trusting it in the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. I'm through. I'm through. I'm stopping. We'll take up. Leroy, you come on, Junior. Where you at? You good? You go up there if you want, wherever you want to go.